transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil. And now, today's word.
Well, I'm doing part 7 of my series on wisdom. Part 7, we are going to look at different kinds of wisdom, and then I'll conclude by talking about how to get wisdom. So let's start with 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 1 to 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. The Apostle Paul talks about his ministry, the focus of his ministry, and distinguishes his ministry from other expressions that were in existence at the time. And I want you to note what he says, because we're going to see three kinds of wisdom that Paul talks about. And he says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom." I want you to note that phrase, human wisdom. "But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for your glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Amen. Very interesting. Paul talks about three main kinds of wisdom. The first kind of wisdom is what he described as human wisdom, and he later describes it also as the wisdom of this age. The wisdom of this age is human wisdom. It is the wisdom of people who are only concerned about the here and now. The wisdom of this age is not concerned about God or eternity. The wisdom of this age does not think about spiritual consequences of our actions. And those who live by the wisdom of this age, by human wisdom, are only focused on human understanding. Unfortunately, sometimes Christians can operate only by human wisdom. We are only concerned about here and now, and never about life after death. The human wisdom is earthly, it is self-seeking, and it is sensual. It's earthly, it is not spiritual, it is self-seeking, and it appeals to the senses. Human wisdom is not necessarily evil. It has some good in it, and there are lots of good things you can find in human wisdom, and a lot of things you can learn from human wisdom. The difference or the difficulty with human wisdom is that it doesn't factor God in. It takes the spiritual out, and it just relates to life as it is, by observation and by learning. And the clearest example of human wisdom in this world is found in the book of Ecclesiastes. Because the book of Ecclesiastes talks about wisdom without God. And if you really want to see how the human wisdom, the wisdom of this age functions, read the book of Ecclesiastes. And just a few verses in Ecclesiastes. For example, Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, "That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun." It's human wisdom. It's like fear woman or fear man. Ecclesiastes 1:15 says, "What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be numbered." In other words, you can't change anything. The way things are, that's the way they are. That's the way they will be. Nothing will change. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 19 to 20 says, "For what happens to the sons of men also happens to animals. One thing befalls them. As one dies, so dies the other. Surely they all have one breath. Man has no advantage over animals, for all is vanity. And all go to one place, all are from the dust, and all return to the dust." Human wisdom. It doesn't factor God in. It doesn't look at life beyond death. It doesn't look at eternity. It just looks, observes human life and concludes, what is life? It's nothing. We're all like animals. That's why human wisdom always concludes in the pleasure of life. Just eat and drink, be happy, and die and go. Ecclesiastes 7, 16 and 17 says, "Do not be overly righteous, nor be overly wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Do not be overly wicked, nor be foolish. Why should you die before your time?" Don't do it too much. Serve God a little. And be happy too in the world a little. Why do you want to bother yourself? And you hear people who say that, why do you go to church all the time? Why are you reading the Bible all the time? Don't you think you are overdoing it? Just a little here, a little there, balance it. And you'll be fine. Human wisdom tries to find a space where you can enjoy everything and not be accountable to God. So Paul says, when I came to you, I didn't come to you in human wisdom. There is some good in human wisdom, but that is not the ultimate of wisdom. So that's the first kind of wisdom we find. Second kind of wisdom is demonic wisdom. Demonic wisdom. Demonic wisdom is what Paul describes as the wisdom of the rulers of this age. The wisdom of the rulers of this age. Now, some experts believe that the phrase "rulers of this age" refers to political leaders or powerful people or governmental leaders. I believe it refers to demonic entities, and I will tell you why. My view is based on how the contrast is made in the verse. If you look at the verse 6, it says, "However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing." You note there is an interjection of "nor." "Nor" is a conjunction that introduces a second party to a statement. I don't like that, nor this. Now, both cannot be the same because one is contrasted with the other. So Paul talks about the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age. So the two are different. He's not talking about the same kind of wisdom. And then when you read Ephesians 6, 12, it says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. And these are demonic entities. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 says, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. That's Satan. So the wisdom of the rulers of this age is demonic wisdom. There is such a thing as demonic wisdom. It is wisdom that is antagonistic to God. It fights everything that God has established. It fights God himself. It fights God's creation. It fights everything that God has established. And we see so much of that wisdom prevalent in our world today. It fights the institution of marriage. It fights male and female differences. It is propagated by very, very intelligent, well-educated people, but everything it does is to lie against the truth of God and undermine the word of God. It is the wisdom of the rulers of this age. And don't ever assume that because somebody has a PhD, every opinion they have is right. That just because somebody has a great education, everything they have is right. Albert Einstein is not God, and he's not always right. And some of the greatest philosophers in this world are not always right. And let me just be straight and say, a lot of people of that caliber are used by the rulers of this age to propagate ideas that are antagonistic to God. And so you have to, sometimes I see Christians quote their role models and adopt role models who have achieved a lot in life. And it's great to have great people who have achieved a lot in life, great entrepreneurs, great business leaders, great inventors. We can learn from their lives, but be very careful, because some of the wisdom they speak is not of God, is the rulers of the darkness of this world. And most of them put out ideas into the world that if you're not careful and you're a Christian, you can buy into, and it will fight your Christian commitment to God. So Paul talks about demonic wisdom, human wisdom, and then he talks about the third kind of wisdom, that is godly wisdom. And he calls godly wisdom the hidden wisdom. Now, why does the Bible call godly wisdom hidden? Does it mean that God doesn't want us to find wisdom? No, it means that it is hidden. It is protected from the corruption of this world. Godly wisdom refers to wisdom that has not been corrupted by men or by Satan. God's wisdom is very simple. Very simple on the outside, but very deep on the inside. It is hidden in simplicity so that even a child can find it. And this is how Jesus described the wisdom of God in Matthew 11, 25. He says, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babies. Godly wisdom is spiritually discerned, it's eternal, and it's pure. So we have three kinds of wisdom: human wisdom, demonic wisdom, godly wisdom. As humans, there will be a lot of human wisdom we operate by. When you listen to a lot of musicians, listen to our high life music, you hear a lot of good human wisdom there. You read books, you find a lot of good human wisdom. Sometimes you listen to great speakers, they talk about a lot of good human wisdom. Human wisdom is good, but it's not perfect. It's not perfect because it only looks at life from the earthly plane. And you have to have human wisdom, but you don't have to limit yourself to it. Demonic wisdom is wrong. It is against God and antagonistic to God. And you have to be careful when you are receiving wisdom that is demonic. But the ultimate is godly wisdom the wisdom that comes from above. It's pure, it's holy, and it is spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Spiritually discerned. Now, turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 32, verse 4 to 9. Now, Job, if you know the book of Job, Job is also considered a wisdom book. Job is a wisdom book in the Bible. And when I began this series, I said the wisdom books are the book of Job. Psalms is also considered part of the wisdom books. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, wisdom books. And in Job, you see human beings trying to understand why things happen to us, and trying to understand why people go through suffering and why people go through pain and all of that. And so when Job had his problem and he lost everything, he didn't understand what was going on in his life. His friends didn't understand what was going on in his life. And so his friends came and they started developing arguments for why bad things had happened to him. And they went on for a very long time. They couldn't convince Job, and Job couldn't convince them. So there was a stalemate. There were three friends of Job. Now there was a fourth person with them. He was a young man. He's called Elihu. Now Elihu was young, and so he didn't speak from the beginning. And after some time, when he had listened to older people trying to explain what was happening, he also spoke. And I want us to listen to Elihu because he says some important things, although he himself also later missed the road. But he says some important things about wisdom. So Job chapter 32, verse 4 to 9. It says, now because they were years older than he, Elihu had waited to speak to Job. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three wise men, his wrath was aroused. So Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young in years, and you are very old. Therefore I was afraid and dared not declare my opinion to you. I said, age should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Great men are not always wise, nor do the aged always understand justice.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.